Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a specialist from Rav Naaman Rosh Yichyu. We are continuing to see out the Shmai, our series in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. This is in Siman Nun Gimel. In Yeredeya al Varsha Shaluni ba'apachropas Shehuva Zuze Diyasme al Yedei Abligatian Shisha Paratzenti Lishana Bli Heder Iska. The question here is about a ribbis shaila, an apotropis, who lent zuzim of yesalmim al obligation. Obligation is milashan obligation. Shisha percenti lishana, I guess 6% a year. And after the shtar was given to the apotropos for nasan amos la'loive, and he gives the money to the lover of apotropos la'loive, shemorei shidin li'yisayim shmona percenti. He said, no, it's better you give 8%. Ve'yishav aloive gamze eseh. He said, good, I'll do it. V'nasan la'apotropos haravachim, apotropos nasan li'yisayim ha'chilam. V'atoyin alovatros il'salika karelanakas beis percenti. So now this guy, the loive, this tainas, that he wants to take back remove the keren, and to deduct 2%. In other words, he wants the 2% extra he gave back. He wants it back. He originally agreed on 6%, he agreed to the 8% interest, and now he wants the 2% back. And he wants his keren back. So it says Rabbeinu Tchilin Adaber Midin Shisha Percenti Im Yochel and Akoisan Kedin Kol Rivis Ktsutza. What about the 6%? Can he be Menake? Can he deduct the 6% like any Rivis Ktsutza? So, it says in Yeridei in Siman Kuf Samech, Kishitas HaRashba B'Tshuvas, She'ein Motzin Miyasamim Rivas Ktsutza. So he wants his Rivas Ktsutza back. What's Rivas Ktsutza? Rivas Ktsutza is Rivas that they agreed upon from the outset. So this guy says, give me my Rivas Ktsutza back. Well, he's just asking for the 2%. First, Rabbi Kiveger is discussing the 6%. Im yochel en akoysam kodin kol ribis ktsutza. And he says, l'chori yesh l'havich b'schus ha-yisoymim, based on the tshuvis of the Rashba, im avra ha-petropis v'hova mosi yisom ribis ktsutza v'achil mi yisomim. So if he lent with ribis ktsutza and he gave it to the yisom, p'turim l'shal and filuk shigdlu, they don't have to pay him when they get older. V'lamad ha-Rashba, what's the reason? If someone steals and then feeds his children, since children don't have to pay, they aren't the thieves. So here also, it wasn't the Yisomim, they were Malve Beribis. So they're not Mechuyah to be Machzir the Ribis. And the Mele the Loive can't deduct that. He has to give back the keren and he can't deduct the ribis because it's yisomim. Koloshen Rabbeinu, the chori yesh lahavich b'schus ha'yisom b'mash kasev haro. It means Rashba b'tshuvas and pasuk b'alach b'sim kof samach im avra apetropis v'hil v'mos v'yisomim b'ribis ksutza v'achil m'yisomim p'tur m'lishalim filik shigdalu. That if the apetropis was over and his malva mostly yisom b'ribis ksutza and he was machil yisomim, they are putter from paying, even when they get older. Lamed harashba zeh b'mikol shekein midin goizel u'machil banav, and he learns a kol shekein. If the guy steals and he doesn't have to, the kids don't have to repay it. So certainly, because they weren't the thieves, so certainly if it's ribis, which isn't mamish stealing, they don't have to repay it. אמנם במשנה למלך כתב דרש בבא ריבוש פליגי דריבוש לא פתו ליסון רק מטעם יסמי לאו בני מיובד נצנינו ומילדים רק בקטנים אבל לרש בן גם בבא טרפס ליסון גדולים כי גבנה פטורים. However, רבי קיבגר זה מחלק ודווקא לחוצי ריביס מהיסומים אין מוציאים. You're not allowed to take the ribis away from the yesomim, but the loive is allowed to deduct from the principal that he returns. Why? Because it's a suffix in the Mishnah Lamelech, in the fourth parak of Hilchos Malve v'loive halacha yadalit, k'moshi is boil. Sh'amishnah Lamelech harich leva'er sh'harashba v'harivash נחלקו בטעם דין הנעל שאין מוציאים מיתומים ריבית קצוצה שלפי הרשב"א הטעם הוא סבי משנה למלך explains that the רשב"א and the ריבוש argue that this din that אין מוציאים מיתומים ריבית קצוצה that according to the רשב"א the reason is because it's like גוזל ומאכיל את בניו שהם לא הלוו הריבית like we said. In other words, just like when the father steals and he feeds his kids, the kids don't have to pay it back because they weren't the thieves. So too, they weren't the ones who lent the ribis, so they don't have to pay the ribis back. That's why they don't have to pay the ribis back. But the Rivosh writes that the reason is because Yasmi lav b'nei me'avid mitzvah ninu. The Rivosh says the reason is because Yesom can't do mitzvahs. So therefore they don't have to return what was stolen because they don't have that mitzvah. And the Nafka Mina is that according to the reason of the Rivosh, this din is only Yesom Ketanim that can't do a mitzvah. And Shenkin L'taymu Shel Arash, but even Yesom Gedolim, this would be the din because they weren't the ones who stole, so they don't have to return it. אז כל זה המחלוקס בין הרשב"א והריבוש. That, what's the reason of the din that the Yisom don't have to return ribis ketzutza? The Rashba says they don't have to return ribis ketzutza because they weren't the ones who lent them the rib with the ribis. And the Rivosh says it's because they don't have the mitzvah of returning ribis. Lav menei me'avid mitzvah ninu. ואחר כך כוספים של לסתפק, אם שייך בדין זה דין, וכל סלוקי בלו זוזי הפוקי הוא. In other words, in the סוגין בו מציין דף סם זיין אמר א', מה אבל ממש כאן סודה בסתם, ולא קוצצו על אכילס פירויס, ויורד המל וביוסף יוכל, וכך נוגו, הדבר עשר משום אבק ריביס. So the case there is that Reuven borrows money from Shimon. Let's say Reuven lends money to Shimon. Reuven's the Malva, Shimon's the Loive. And they didn't say that, and then Shimon gives him his field as a mashkein. And they weren't kotzets that Reuven was going to be able to eat peiros. And anyway, he went down and he ate. Tzasim mishum avak ribis. So since they didn't say it at the outset, it's only asr al avak ribis, but it's not mamish ribis because it wasn't katsuts. So therefore, it has the same din as avak ribis. What's the din of avak ribis? The din of avak ribis is that it doesn't have to be returned. Let's see the sugi inside. This is about Mitziyat Av Samach Zayin. Amar Mar Beredu of Yosef Mishmei De Rava. Hamashkante Ba'asra De Misalke. Mashkante Zo. Shemi Mashkein Loveh Et Sadehu La Malve. The Loveh is Mimashkein His Field to the Malve. B'makom Shenu Agim that the Loveh could be Misalek the Malve Min HaSadeh Ayude piron achoiv b'chol eish shetasig yada. And the malva eats the peris of the field, b'toilas ribis, he doesn't deduct it from the chov, the din is. Ochal shir zuzim misalkin alei, imach kvar achal amalva perot kishur amot shel vau, sheperot el shachal nimkarim b'shuk b'schum kazeh, misalkim otom min hasadeh. Why? Because the loive kintaina, she'ino rotzeh sheyechashvu perot elu kiribit, elek epiraon chov. So he was already pareh the chov. Flecking him salik the most, he's misalik him with his pears. But if the malva ate more, lo mapkinim and eitzin made the mashi achal yeter al chovo. Even though he was over in his ribis, only abak ribis ain't yet of the yanim. But lo mechashvin and mishtar al shvar shtar al shtar. V'chein ein mechashvin mishtar al shtar. In other words, if he was this loiva was chayiv to the malva more money with a different shtar that he wasn't a mashkin a field on the second shtar, he cannot consider the extra peris that the malve ate as a piron for the chov of the other shtar, because he ate them b'teras avak ribis l'choiv zeh v'im yinakvu otam michov acher. It's like you're taking from the malve what he already ate, and avak ribis doesn't yet tip the animal. If the field of the mashkanta was shayach to yisam, it's different din. Achal shir zuzim misalkin an la. If he ate shir zuzim misalikim, like by gedolim, you say to him, that's it, the debt is repaid. Achal tfei. And if he ate more, mafkinan mine. You take out the oldif, the extra that he ate, even though it's avek ribas ani yetzid yanin. Beizin shalakal makom is avim shal yisam. Beizin more meichal the oldif that he ate. And it's like kilo nifrachov mishal shachal shir ma'isav. It's like bezim was misalik him from the field, and what he ate more is mamish gesel samutzin miyado. Machashvin and mishtar leshtar mechashvin shtar shtar. That if the yisom had another shtar chov, that they're chayiv to that malve, menakim et haodef beperot shachal malve mechovan acher. And even though it's like they're taking from the malve what he already ate, that's the din b'yisomim. The bezim takes care of them. Once he finished eating for the first chov, then now we consider him eating for the second chov. Rashi argues and he says, Hashta da amris, achot fei lam abkinim, and if you say that if he ate more, you don't take it away from him. If so, achot shir zuze, nami lam eslakinim le below zuze. Gami machal, only if you ate kashir achov, you're not misalik him without mouse. My timer. Sluke below zuze, siluk ha-malvim and asadeh below mod, removing him without money. Apuke mine, that's like otsasa peris miyada. Because he didn't eat the peris b'taras piron, he ate the b'taras ribis. And if we consider the peris kipiron achov, areze kilu hotseinu otom miyado. And have a ribis, v'avak ribis, ain't mutsin miyada. Avad ravashi uvda b'yisom k'tan ravashi asa maisa. The Yisomim Ketanim, that they had a field that their father was Mamashkin to somebody, and the Malva ate the Peris, Kegedoilim. And he said their din is like Lov and Gedolim, but even though the Malva ate Kishir Ma'isa, Vein Misalka Naisa Manasada, Shemetchilas Achilasai, Avak Ribisi, Ve'ena Yaitse Bidayanim. Adkan Medivrea Sugya. So back to Rabbeinu. So he writes like this. Like we saw before, that the Rivash only patters because the Yisomim, because they're not royally do mitzvahs. The Mela didn't rak b'kanim, like we said, the Nafkaminas is only k'tanim. But we're talking here about a case where they gave to the Yisomim Rivas. If something's not Apotropos for Yisomim Gedolim, then they're going to be Pater because it wasn't them who took the Rivas. Hem lo aval b'Rivas, so therefore they don't They don't have to repay it. Because of Zel Shana Beish Listopic, Menasan Ribisai, so Menasan Akaran, Imanakim Lar Ribis, Odomokos Slug below Zuzea Fukehu. Then he has a suffix. If it's Shaykh in this din, of course, Slug below Zuzea, if you remove the guy without money, without him getting his money, the malve, it's apuke, it's like taking away the peiros that we found in the Sigin Bab Mitzia Da Samon Zayin. Some was malve al mashkin, like we saw, Sada Bitzdam, and they weren't kotzis achilas peiros, the malve ate. So it's also mishum avak ribis, but in motzi miyad biyado kuchol agav ribis. However, if the love, when he wants to be parei lechov, in Baal Lovik Shrotzil for a chovo, he wants to be go with the Paris. Midmei chovo. Yimacho Paris kishir kol a chovo to the sakol a gamre. Lamar brei de Rav Yosef shmei de Rav misalkin amai. So we saw that if he wants to consider, the loiva wants to consider the achilas ha-paris to be payment, you don't take away the achilas paris, but if you want to consider it payment, so according to one opinion, the Gemara, Ma'arvei Rav Yosef, it is, Misalkin Amai, you remove the malve, you say, hey, the loiva paid, you ate the paris. Rashi says, in other words, since he didn't eat a pataras piran, he ate a pataras ribis, that's not considered, which is not Yotzeh and that's not considered Piron Chov. And therefore, they have to pay him money. And we pass Kintaka like Ravashi. That's Luke below Zuzi Apuke. But that's Hare, if to Adin Beloy Mashkin, Adin Bechol Avek Ribis. Von Shavo, Vinicho, Aloy, Veloder, Bechatzeroy, Velik Tzitza, Kmoshe, Motzin, Avek Ribis, Miyadu, Ache Piron, Adin Fodin Piron, and Echol Asako, Mechobish, Shadi Rosso, Bechatzeroy. So the Rif holds, Rabbeinu Rafaim argued this, but the Rif holds that even without a mashkan, any avak ribis, for example, let's say Reuven lent Shimon money, and Shimon let Reuven live in his chatzer. There was no ktsitzis ribis here. So we don't say, just like we don't motzi avak ribis, miyado, lachar piron, so too, and Yochel Esalko Mechovo, he can't say to him, listen, Reuven, you lived in my chotzer. That's $1,500 a month. And you lived there for a month, and I owe you $1,500, so goodbye. He can't do that. Because Sluge Belo Zuze, to remove him without Zuze, Mizapuke, who is like, the Motzi the Ribis Miyado. And we're not, we don't do that if it's Avak Ribis. So that's what Rabbeinu writes. Eish l'stapik benosim ribis say so benosim akerem nakel me ribis so dilma kol saluke below zuze afukehu. So what's the din if he gives ribis to the yisomim, but he doesn't give the karen? Can you deduct the ribis? In other words, he lent the apotropis. Lent $1,000 for the Yisomim, and then the guy gave back whatever amount of money, but can you deduct that now from the principal? He only gave it back as ribis. Can you deduct that from the principal or no? Kol Saluke, anytime you remove without Zuz, that's a puke, that's like taking the ribis away from you. Now that I do that, because here it wasn't ribis ktsutsu, it was avak ribis. Well, in a case where it wouldn't be avak ribis, right, where it wouldn't be ribis ktsutsa, or it was only avak ribis, we can't say, hey, he already paid part of the chov back, or the whole chov back with the ribis. No, because kol saluke below zuze afukehu. Maybe no, we do deduct it. We do deduct the ribis from the chov. So now the Mishnah Melech has a suffix, lefishi tesariv. That kol avak ribis. Since ein motzim yado acha piron, so too ein menachem bishvilo me'akeren kodim apiron. Since you don't take away avak ribis after it's paid up, after the keren is paid up, you also don't deduct So what about our case where Hechila Ribitz Ksutza Liyasmi? That Ribitz Ksutza was given to the Yisalmin. But Ein Motzin Miyadam Upturi Milashalim. You don't take it away from them, and they are Patur Milashalim, right? Because Ribis Ktsutsa, you don't take away from the Yisalmin. The question would be, Im Gam Zehu Kodim Pira, Shenadev Cholig Lenakos Bishvila Ribis Ktsutsa Shenatsa Mechoy Bakarin. Maybe the Lova can't deduct because the Ribis Ktsutsa. In other words, the Lova gave the Malva Ribis Ktsutsa, and the Malva was the Yisalmin. The Yisalmin don't have to return it. So maybe you can't even deduct it. Not only aren't you motzi from the Yisalmin, but it can't even be deducted from the Chov. The Gamazeh Shayech Hadin Kol Seluke B'lo Zuzi Afugehu. Anytime you remove the Malveh without giving him money, because you say, hey, it was already given to you with the Ribis, so that's considered taking it away from him. Because it wasn't given B'taras Piron, it was given B'taras Ribis. Or maybe no. We don't compare the din of Ribis Ktsutsa that the Yisalmim eat to the case of Kol Seluka B'lo Zuzi Apukehu. Because Dafka La'achar HaPiron Ein Motzi Miyadam Aval Kodem HaPiron After payment, in other words, after the Yisalmim got their Ribis Ketzutza, you don't take it away from them. But before the Yisalmim got their Ribis Ketzutza, before the Yisalmim got the Keren, then the Love can be Misalik the Mechova Keren. He said, listen, I already gave you Ribis. So he owed the $1,000, and he gave $1,000 of Ribis. So he can say, okay, the debt is paid. That ribis money should be considered a debt. Why? Because we're being mechalek, that shiny ribis ktsutsa that he can be considered as it was given the shem piro. And we don't say the svar of post look below zuze afukehu, that being mesalik, removing the malva without money, is considered taking it away from him. In other words, we say that by avak ribis, but we don't say that by ribis ktsutsa. That's Lashon Rabbeinu. Machoyer Huichos Machokas Harashba Barivash, because of Zelshon Reislak, Benosim Ribis Lisom, and Blonas and Akarani Menachem Meharibis, Odomakos Sugbulos Zeafukehu. So, what happens if you give Risom to the Ribis to the Yisomim, and he doesn't give the Karen? Do you deduct from the Ribis? Maybe no. Kol Seluka B'lo Zuze, here it's talking even about Ribis Ktsutsa. It's Kol Seluka B'lo Zuze, or maybe Kol Seluka B'lo Zuze Afukehu. Will Arif Afilu B'lo Mashkanta Dina Hachihu Vimken Achinami Kevin the Ptiri Machmas Delav B'nei Me'av Mitzvah Ninu Vimken Af Me'akarani Menakin Kol Seluka B'lo Zuze Afukehu. Because according to the Rif, his shita is, again, he said before that they argue with him, the Rebbeinu Ephraim argued with him. The Rif holds that Huadin b'chol avik ribis, even without a mashkan, like he let somebody live in his chatzar, the din is that if Reuven lived, if Reuven and Malva lived in Shimon's chatzar, Shimon can't say he lived in my chatzar, or even Stephen. No way. Because called Seluke b'lo Zuzei, Apukehu. It's like taking away the Avak Ribis, which you can't do. That's what he says. With Arif Afilu below, Mashkanta Dina Hachi Ave, even without a Mashkanta, the Dina is like this. Not in the case of the field, in the case of where he was Mamashke in the field. Even though, let's say, he lived in his courtyard. Any case with his Avak Ribis. since they're pater, the yisamim, because they're not able to do mitzvahs, they're only ketanim. And ken af me'akeren ein menakim. So you can't deduct from the keren. Why can't he deduct from the keren with the ribbis that he gave? Because they're not b'nei mitzvah in it, or they don't have to return any ribbis. Since they don't have to return it, he can't deduct it from the chov. He wants, the malva wants to deduct from the chov the ribbis he gave to the apotropos at the Yisomim. We say to him, no. It's like taking it away from them. And here, by Yisomim, you're not allowed to take away ribbis ketzutza from Yisomim. And if you say that the ribbis counts for the chov, that's like sluke below zuze. You're taking it away from them. You're taking the ribbis away from the yisomim and counting it for the chov, and you can't do that. Because you don't take away ribbis from yisomim, because they're lab b'nei abim mitzvah ninu. Azim kenaf mea karenin menakim. You don't even deduct from the keren, because any removal of the malve without payment is like taking away. It's like taking away. In other words, by the mashkanta, if you remove him and you say to him, "Listen, you already ate the peiros, so that should count as a piron chov." No, it's like taking away the peiros he ate, and you don't. If it wasn't ribbis ksutza, so to the yisomim when they receive their ribbis. We say that it should count for the chov. That's a puke. It's taken away from them. We don't take it away from them. Even though you use a lashon of pater because lav b'nei me'av mitzvah ninu, which sounds rivashdik, because it's the rivash who says that the somer are pater because they're ketanim. After midami l'goyzel l'machil yeshlemel v'dafka. So even though the Mishnah Melachin is Suffolk, use the lashon of Na Bnei Avim Mitzvah, which is mashma that the shorish of the Suffolk is mistapek only a libud the tamid al rivash that ain motzin miyasomim ribis ktsutza because ketanim belav bnei me'avim mitzvah. And Lechora, what Rabbi Kiveger is saying is that only according to the Rivash, there's room for this Safek, because we could say that only Lachotzi Me'a Yisomim, you have this far of the Rivash, that Ketanim aren't B'nei Chiyuv L'Shalem, but to deduct, that the Lover should deduct from his payment, that's not Shaykh to the Chiyuv of the Ketanim. Only Aliba the Rivash we have this suffix. Because Lachoitzi Mea Yisomim, we could say they don't have to do a mitzvah. But maybe deducting isn't considered a mitzvah. Sheyanaka, that's not chayv to the chiv of the Yisomim to do the mitzvah to pay back the ribbis. So that's the shorish of the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech. Does it apply to the Rivash? Maybe it doesn't apply when he's just deducting. Shenken, according to the Rashba, it could be there's no tzad suffik to be mechalik. Bein zeh, the p'tur na yisom alahachzir, zeh shloi ha'aloi v'yochol enakos mitashlumav. It can't be mechalik between pattering the yisomim from returning and not allowing the love to deduct. Because according to the Rashba, what's the reason? It wasn't them who took the ribbis. So once it wasn't them who took the ribbis, so they don't have to return it, and you also can't deduct it. So the whole suffek of the Mishnah Lamelech is only going to be Yisom Ketanim and not Yisom Gedolim. Because according to the Rivash, the whole reason he said is because they're not going to have a mitzvah in them. They don't have to do mitzvahs, but that's only Yisom Ketanim, not Yisom Gedolim. Yisom Gedolim. Then he'd be allowed to the Dr. Ribis. So the whole suffix, the Mishnah Lamelech, is only going to be Yisom Gitanim, not Yisom Gedolim. Because the Tama Shel Rivash, Kol Adin Anal, Ein Ola Yisom Gitanim, Lo Yisom Gedolim. But according to the Rashba, there's no room for this suffix. Why not? Because he can't deduct. Why can't he deduct? Because according to the Rashba, the reason is they didn't take the ribbis. Since they didn't take the ribbis, they don't have to return the ribbis. And you can't deduct the ribbis. So according to the Rashba, there's no for the suffix, only according to the Rivash. Because according to the Rivash, you could say, maybe when it comes to Yisom Ketanim, there's a chiluk. You don't take it away from them. You don't take the ribbis they received away from them. But maybe you can deduct. And when it comes to Yisom Gedolim, then definitely you can deduct. Because they, Bechlala, don't have this din that they don't have to. Return ribbis. They do. Therefore, of course you can deduct. The whole suffix is only according to the Rivash for Yisom Ketanim, but according to the Rashba, there's no suffix. He can never deduct from the Yisomim because they're not the ones who took the ribbis. So Mamela, they don't have to return it, and they can't deduct either. It's a matter of Yisom Ketanim, Yisom Gedolim. So it looks like he's only talking about the Rivash, as we just explained at length. Nevertheless, no. Even according to the reason of the Rashba, there's room for this suffix that we can say that Mishum Tam Goizel Umachil is Banav, the Banav Rapata, because they didn't steal, they were malvib the ribbis. That's when he already gave the ribbis. After Madam the Goyz Machish Tavdafkum Nasan Kfar. That's only when they already gave it. I care and by ribbis. Oz Havik Gezel. Then it's like Gezel and they don't have to return it. Mashenk Steinler Nasan I care and Defshlon Akoyzel Lomikri Gezel. Mashenk came when he hadn't given it yet. When he hadn't given the Karen yet. Vehefshlon Akoyzel. And he can deduct, that's not yet called Gezel. So maybe you can deduct from the Yisom. So the suffix is even according to the Rashba. In other words, Rabbi Kibbeger is negating the Havana we had before. You might think that the Mishnah Lamelech suffix is only according to the Rivash. Because he uses the Lashon of Lab and Yavid Mitzvah Ninu. And therefore he's mistapik if he gave ribbis to the Yisomim, if he's allowed it, they're allowed, he's allowed to deduct the ribbis from the Chov. But the explanation is that no, the suffix is even according to the Rashba, because the Rashba says, "Hey, they didn't steal; they don't have to return." So that's only when they actually got it in their hands, when they actually received the ribbis, when they actually received the gzela, then they don't have to return it. But if it's just a matter of deducting, you can deduct. Mashaking shtein lo nasan akerim devshan akos lo mikgezel not called gezel yet because he can deduct it. V'chein ra'isi. As gam the tamo shel Rashba, the suffix of the Mishnah Melech is shayich. Shegam bi yisom gedolim shayich suffix of the Mishnah Melech. So this would apply the yisom gedolim as well. At Koidim HaPiron, he could, whether it's Yisom Ketanim or Yisom Gedolim, before there's Piron, he can deduct. If he hadn't yet repaid the principal, if the Lova hadn't yet repaid the principal, he can deduct the ribis that the malvis ate, that the malvis ate, that the malve ate. Chen Raisi. Why? Because it's not yet called gezel. When it was already stolen, they don't have to return it, but this hadn't yet been taken. Because the lover still has the opportunity to deduct it, to deduct the ribis that was eating from the chov. So maybe he has the right to do that. V'chein risi kasa v'pshitus maris keni rabba gala rabba vram broida zecha tzadik l'vracha. And that's what Rav Ram Breida says in the Sefer Eshel Avram, B'chidushei Poiskim, Simen Yud Ches, Oishei B'pshitus, that according to the Rashba, Davka la'achar ha'piroin, the Yisom don't have to give back this ribis ketzutza, but Kodem ha'piroin, the loive can be mechashbein and deduct what he gave B'toras ribis ketzutza from the principal. And the reason is because even according to the sheet of the Rashba, we have this tzad that the Yisom don't have to return ribis ketzutza because it's dami le gozel malchul banav is dafka la'achar piroin. But before the piroin, shaper yochol aloiv lanakos zemi piroin akeren. Before the keren is paid, then he can deduct. So the Mishnah Lamelech had a suffix about this. Mishnah Lamelech was misupik. V'yesh l'stapik b'nosan ribis la yisom v'nosan akerni menachem b'aribis. Odomo kol stuka b'lo zuzi apukehu. So the Mishnah Lamelech was misupik. But Rav Avram Broida, Mari's Keni, the Rav of the Goyla, wasn't misupik at all. And he holds that it can be deducted. Sifra Eshel Avram de la Rashba Beloi Nosan Akeren Yochel Anakois Akopanem Mite Sveik Eloi Nafka Yochel Omer de Kimdi Yochel Anakois. Okay, so the Mishnah Melech has a suffix, so Mite Sveik Eloi Nafka, and he can say Kimli that I can deduct, and you can't take the money away from the loiva. So you could say, I want to pass like the person who says you can deduct. The lover can deduct from the ribis that was taken. And continues Rabbeinu, Uvi Yosef Yeshloimar Afi Neima De La Harashbo Varivosh. Even if it's considered ribis ketzutza, we say according to the Rashba, you can't deduct, but in our case, you can. Why? Because now the Yisomim are gedolim. According to the Rivash, you could take it away from them because now they're bnei avid mitzvah. But according to the reason that they can't do mitzvahs, you can only pater them when they're ketanim. Avim mikol makom kishiyigdelu tzichim l'shalem kamo b'priyat bal chov. And can a male yachol and a kot velomar kimli karivosh? So according to the reason of their lab and the abim tzinin, we can only pat them fisha when they're ketanim. But now that they're gedolim, so now they have to return kamo prius balchov. They have to return the ribis. And remela, he can say, he can be menach, he can deduct, he can say kimli karivosh. I don't like the rivosh. There's a chiluk between ketanim and gedolim. And even mamish in the case of the mashkanta, that's sluke below zuze apukehu, that removing the person from the field, the malva, without giving him money, is like taking away the ribis. Mikol makom lein tzveik d'dina. Yachal loymar kimli kmo she'achachti b'tshuv makom achir. But when we have a suffix, the person can say kimli. And I want to paskin like the tzad that I don't have to pay back. V'af. The Shulchan Aruch pasek the betulim. And even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins that they're pater, af the kishi yigdilu, even when they get older. Even when they get older, they don't have to return the ribis. Not like the rivash, but like the rashba. Yishlomo derak misfeg yichon lomar kim li kia rashba. So misafik, they can say, Kimli Karashba, meaning they can say, okay, we don't have to return it, because we're holding like the Rashba. But if the Loiva hadn't yet given the Karen, Yacholanako is Filoima Kimli Karivash. He can deduct and say that I want to follow the Rivash, and the Rivash holds that a Gadol doesn't have to repay. So that is the first leg on this journey of understanding the beautiful sugya of ribis for yisaimim, and we have a lot more to say. We're in the middle of the tshuva, right? We still have to neither finish the tshuva, and obviously there's a lot more to say even after we finish this tshuva. Asach, asach, asach vasuredin. So please stay tuned. And we will see continuing the flows of Mitaras Hashem. And it's a schus gedola v'atzuma that we're able to learn the tshuvas of Me'oram Shel Kol Yisrael, Rashke Bahag, Rabbi Kiva Eger, as Ashreinu Matov Chelkeinu, Mana'im Goraleinu, Mayafa Yerushateinu. And I thank you so much for listening. And please stay tuned for the Hemshech Hadvarim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Believe now that we shall continue.